never the shadow of a doubt, since why should anyone change a ticket to lose money? Before the police could be suspicious, I had the suit off the bug and tried it on, taking my time. Almost everything was ready now. I had about an hour to kill before the ship left. I spent the time wisely by going to an automatic cleaner and having all my new clothes cleaned and pressed. Nothing interests a customs man more than a suitcase full of unworn clothes. Customs was a snap, and when the ship was about half full, I boarded her and took a seat near the hostess. I flirted with her until she walked away, having classified me in the category of male, brash, annoying. An old girl who had the seat next to mine also had me filed in the same drawer and was looking out of the window with obvious ice on her shoulder. I dozed off happily, since there is one thing better than not being noticed, and that is being noticed and filed into a category. Your description gets mixed up with every other guy in the file, and that is the end of it. When I woke up, we were almost to Planet 10. I half-dozed in the chair until we touched down, then smoked a cigar while my bag cleared customs. My locked briefcase of money raised no suspicions, since I had foresightedly forged papers 6 months ago with my occupation listed as bank messenger. Interplanet credit was almost non-existent in this system, so the customs men were used to seeing a lot of cash go back and forth. Almost by habit, I confused the trail a little more and ended up in the large manufacturing city of Brow, over 1,000 kilometers from the point where I had landed. Using an entirely new set of identification papers, I registered at a quiet hotel in the suburbs. Usually, after a big job like this, I rest up for a month or two. This was one time, though, I didn't feel like a rest. While I was making small purchases around town to rebuild the personality of James DeGriz, I was also keeping my eyes open for new business opportunities. The very first day I was out, I saw what looked like a natural, and each day it looked better and better. One of the main reasons I have stayed out of the arms of the law for as long as I have is that I have never repeated myself. I have dreamed up some of the sweetest little rackets, run them off once, then stayed away from them forever after. About the only thing they had in common was the fact that they all made money. About the only thing I hadn't hit to date was out-and-out armed robbery. It was time for a change, and it looked like that was it. While I was rebuilding the paunchy personality of Slippery Jim, I was making plans for the operation. Just about the time the fingerprint gloves were ready, the entire business was planned. It was simple, like all good operations should be. The less details there are, the less things there are that can go wrong. I was going to hold up Moreo's, the largest retail store in the city. Every evening, at exactly the same time, an armored car took the day's receipts to the bank. It was a tempting prize, a gigantic sum in untraceable small bills. The only real problem, as far as I was concerned, was how one man could handle the sheer bulk and weight of all that money. When I had an answer to that, the entire operation was ready. All the preparations were, of course, made only in my mind until the personality of James DeGriz was again ready. The day I slipped that weighted belly back on, I felt I was back in uniform. I lit my first cigarette almost with satisfaction, then went to work. A day or two for some purchases and a few simple thefts, and I was ready. I scheduled the following afternoon for the job. A large tractor truck that I had bought was the key to the operation, along with some necessary alterations I had made to the interior. I parked the truck in an L-shaped alley about a half mile from Moreo's. The truck almost completely blocked the alley, but that wasn't important since it was used only in the early morning. It was a leisurely stroll back to the department store. I reached it at almost the same moment that the armored truck pulled up. I leaned against the wall of the gigantic building while the guards carried out the money. My money. To someone of little imagination, I suppose it would have been an awe-inspiring sight. At least 5 armed guards standing around the entrance, 2 more inside the truck, as well as the driver and his assistant. As an added precaution, there were 3 monocycles purring next to the curb. They would go with the truck as protection on the road. Oh, very impressive. I had to stifle a grin behind my cigarette when I thought about what